This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Video News with Chris Barnes.
He's a negative force, not a positive force. If you look at what he said, he hurts the people of this great country.
President Trump speaking there of London's mayor during a news briefing with the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May. Sadiq Khan has been critical of the nation throwing out the red carpet to President Trump. The president says of Khan,
crime is up, a lot of problems, and I don't think he should be criticizing a representative of the United States that can do so much good for the United Kingdom.
Trump also criticized Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the British Labour Party, who wants to become prime minister when May steps down. On the positive side of the ledger, Trump was thanking Britain for assistance in the fight against ISIS and the efforts to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons, and he says he thinks there's a good chance the two nations will put together a great post-Brexit trade deal. This is USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hey, guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Despicable. That's the word being used by a top police official in Chicago in describing violence in that city over just the last few days. John Clemens with more.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is blaming the flow of illegal guns in a too lenient criminal justice system for the high level of violence in Chicago.
We saw a despicable level of violence with 52 shot and 10 killed.
That is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. The South and West Sides of Chicago have long struggled with the violence that many have blamed on gangs, drug deals, and personal disputes that escalated.
China is ramping up security to try to stop any commemorations of the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown in Beijing. 2 months of pro-democracy demonstrations ending violently on June 3rd and 4th in 1989 when tanks and troops swept into the huge square. Increased police checkpoints are up today, and they're keeping foreign journalists out of the square.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More than 40 new cases of measles have been reported, and that brings this year's total of the cases of measles in America to 981, now the worst outbreak since 1992. The CDC is working with affected state health departments in an effort to control these outbreaks, but the CDC is also urging people to get vaccinated. They say that before the measles vaccine, up to 4 million people would get measles every year, and that led to 48,000 hospitalizations and about 500 deaths every year. California Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole for convicted Manson family murderer Leslie Van Houten. The state's parole board recommending parole for Van Houten, but Newsom overruled it. He commended the 69-year-old for her efforts at rehabilitation, but expressed concern that she could still be a danger if released. She was a 19-year-old follower of Charles Manson when she took part in the murder of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca in Los Angeles. This is the third time a parole board has recommended her release. And a screening of the gay marriage episode of children's TV show Arthur is happening after all in Alabama. First United Methodist Church Buckingham will show the episode where a teacher marries another man on June 15th. The screening being partially sponsored by the South LGBTQ Film Festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, for all the money we're paying for this doggone government of ours, why don't we get the most we can, if possible? A lot of fussing and fighting, a waste of money, waste of resources, when we've got some serious issues to deal with, whether it has to do with infrastructure. And, of course, as they say, infrastructure means without roads, but the roads is what they tell us they're going to give us. But it's the typical doublespeak from the politicians, but this is why you have to hold them accountable. And, this is the thing that's amazing to me. Everybody complains about the politicians that they have, but yet they keep voting them into office. You know, what is going on here? We see the incompetence. We see the way the money is spent. But I guess it's okay if the money they bring in, the pork that they bring into our states, if as long as it's affecting us directly, it's okay. But everybody else's, it's not okay. I mean, it's like, us humanoids, we're a peculiar group, aren't we? We want our cake and eat it too, and we complain that we're paying too much for the government, but we keep, we keep getting in line for all the freebies. We think they're freebies, but somebody has to pay for them, and I think this is what the socialists are realizing. Maybe some of the kids are realizing, it's going, free tuition. Well, there's no such thing. You're going to pay for it in taxes, or even Bernie Sanders had to reluctantly he had to reluctantly be honest with his constituency and with the audience by saying, yeah, it's taxes. You're going to, you got to pay for it. We're just going to be able to, spread it out, supposedly, like there's enough to spread out already when you've got an overpriced government that's so incompetent and so inefficient. But, the thing is, and this thing that I find it quite strange, is that if anybody is going to really attack the real ineptness and the issues of our government, the things that many people, common sense people, forget about the elites, because the elites just think there's always enough money there, and that us hardworking people that will continue, the minions that we are, will continue to give them the money they need because, they've got all these, high-level credentials, and they've gone to these elite colleges, and we're just so fortunate that they've decided to work in our government and kind of basically rip us off blind because of all the waste. There's no fiduciary responsibility. But you bring a guy in like Donald Trump who just upsets the apple cart. Because, you've got to see this for what it is. I mean, the pigpiling that's taken place, on behalf of the mainstream media, and if not the mainstream media, then certainly, the elites and the deep state that's going on. And do we have our guest on? Is she connected with us now? Oh, she is here. Okay. Well, then we will say hi. Anyway, just to wrap this up is that we've got to, you got to hold them accountable, ladies and gentlemen. And, right now we got, Tracy Heck with us. We were waiting for her to, join us. She is the author of the new book, The Chestnut Challenge. Speaking of politics and, you know, all the fussing that's going on in our culture today, you know, some are suggesting that, maybe if we had the politicians get involved with the Chestnut Challenge, maybe this might help them understand what honesty, compassion, and good sportsmanship looks like. Tracy Heck, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. That was a really funny introduction. I'm not sure anyone has suggested that to me yet.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, it's, we got to try something different. You know, it's like that old adage, right? If you do the same thing expecting different results, then who's the knucklehead here?
I think that's literally the definition of insanity, right?
Right, exactly.
Same behavior with a different outcome.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are, and it's like, why not? Let's try something different. I mean, Donald Trump went to certain portions of the demographic that seemed to be ignored and said, hey, look at, what have you got to lose? Give me a shot. And look what's happening. You know, some positive things are happening here. But, you know, it's just with all this silliness, and it's so immature. I think of right now, here the president's in the United Kingdom representing our country, and Do you think people could just, you know, be civil? I mean, this is not him being in the United Kingdom right now isn't a political issue. This is about, you know, this is about our country. It's about the United Kingdom. They're going to need some help, you know, as they break away finally, as they've gone through all the stress of breaking away from the EU, and they need a trading partner. Well, you know, last time I checked, America is open for business for trade, are we not?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of the attention the books have gotten that I'm writing, the Nocturnals, which are, you know, for young kids, 5 mm-hmm. to 7 and 7 to 12, they do deal with themes that, you know, are in kids' lives, but they're in all of our lives. And, you know, a lot of that at the core of it is like, what does it mean to be a good citizen and an honest person and have compassion and empathy and treat each other in that way? And I think that you know, one of the reasons I think these books right now are topical is because they do deal with those issues in right. you know, an albeit very fictitious, silly, playful way.
Yeah, but still, but there's realness to it, though, Tracy, at the end of the day. And especially, you know, our kids, they're watching TV and they hear, you know, the president of the United States being called a liar. I mean, gosh, I just don't remember as a kid growing up hearing this kind of language. It is pretty rough. And so contrast that, and you're sitting there reading a book to them that teaches them about honesty. So you've got the president of the United States being, you know, accused of being a liar, you know, leaders in our government being accused of lying, and then here we are talking about honesty. Boy, you know, the appropriateness of this child book, that's why I said maybe some adults, and I guess adults will, in a sense, vicariously be influenced by this, because in many cases, it's the adults reading the book to the children, right?
Well, yes, you bring up a good point, which is the early readers of the Nocturnals, which are written for 5 to 7 year olds, are really about when kids are learning to read. So, you know, it's like kindergarten, first, second grade. And that's a really exciting moment for a human when they learn to be able to get information on their own by reading on their own. And the books, I think, are really playful and have a lot of alliterative play. The book, you know, that you have in your studio, The Chestnut Challenge,
is
about a chinchilla named Chandler who's a cheater. But these books are also very well paired with the middle grade books, which you can read aloud to your younger kids. And I think one of the things about reading that's very valuable is that it does open up conversation. And because these books deal with a lot of these issues that we're seeing in adult culture today, whether it's, you know, anti-bullying, compassion, name-calling, all of these different things, you know, reading and talking about fiction, especially middle grade fiction with your kids, is a way that you can engage that conversation in an age-appropriate way, even though it's happening in much older age segments in our culture right now, too.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, with your background, you know, in media, you're a writer and entrepreneur. I mean, the whole idea of the Nocturnals and this series that you've put together, how did this come about?
You know, I had originally been writing for television and film, and I had watched the rise of tablet and screen-based entertainment really start to distract from, you know, what were some of the core ways that children used to engage and play. And so I decided to write The Nocturnals, which is a book series for, as I said, early readers, 5 to 7 and 7 to 12.
Right.
That has a voice very similar to the screen-based entertainment. So it's very dialogue-based. There's a lot of humor. There's a lot of action. And the idea was that, you know, that's the way that kids are engaging in entertainment today. So let's see if we can offer them some books for that as well.
Exactly. Tracy, we got to go to break. We got more from Tracy Heck. We're talking about her book series and particularly the Chestnut.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Uh-oh, Bill. There's trouble. Democrats are booing each other.
Medicare for all may sound good, but it's actually
not good policy. Yours is good policy.
Well, they didn't like the message. I don't think they like the messenger either. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Tracy Heck continues with us, author of the new book, The Chestnut Challenge, which gives children perspective on friendships, empathy, and other difficult emotions through the fun adventures of nighttime animals. It's a terrific story that deals with playing games and how to avoid the desire to cheat. Tracy, as we mentioned in the first segment here, you've gone from writing screenplays, directing and producing films, to writing books for kids. Who would have thunk, huh?
Who would have thought, right? But yeah. I will say that I really love writing for books and kids in particular. I think that the storytelling capabilities are really deep and interesting, and you can really deal with issues that that I think are really relevant with kids today.
What inspired you to write this?
You know, the truth is that I knew I wanted to write fiction for kids just because I had watched this trend of kids starting to get entertainment more on screen-based tablets and that kind of thing. And when I used to put my kids to bed, they used to complain they didn't want to go to sleep. And I thought to myself, it might be kind of fun to create a world that happens at bedtime when it's time to go to sleep as a means of encouraging them to want to go
right
to bed and read a story. And pretty soon after that, I started researching nocturnal animals, which are incredibly interesting and weird and wacky. And so the storytelling has a very natural engine to it that's all about this really unique set of characters and phenomenon that, you know, is real, is you know, in the natural realm, but not something we interact with on the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you mentioned, the nocturnal animals, you know, people hear about the nocturnal series and not quite understand the association with it, but it makes sense. And you're trying to get the kids to go to sleep, and hey, let's bring the nocturnal animals into play here. You know, while you're sleeping, they're out and about.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, this is an age group that really enjoys sort of that toggling between fantasy and reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of having animal protagonists that, you know, demonstrate in some ways a lot like just humans, right? They're characters. But they have all these really wacky physical attributes, which make them, you know, really interesting inspiration and fodder for storytelling is, it's fun for kids. And I think they like the nonfiction elements to it too, in terms of researching these animals once they've read the stories.
Well, exactly. Once you pique their interest, they figure might as well check it out and go a little bit deeper and, like you say, appreciate the individual characteristics of these different animals. What are parents and educators? What are their comments about the series?
You know, I wrote the middle grade series first, which is the chapter books for 7 to 12-year-olds. And those books deal a lot with, you know, all the same things that a lot of middle grade fiction does. There's always, you know, adventure, and there's usually a villain. And I found that I was dealing a lot with issues like compassion and kindness just because I was seeing them not always evidenced that well modeled in our society. And so I spent a lot of time with the characters in the books trying to sort of deconstruct that a little bit and understand better what makes people behave badly and what makes you end up doing a better job of listening and dealing with situations in a more compassionate way. And once I had started writing those books, I had a lot of people request that I do these for the younger ages too. So, you know, these books are really for older grade school, the middle grade nocturnal books. And the early readers are really for sort of like, you know, early grade school, like kindergarten, first, second. And I think that they work really nicely together and that the characters are shared throughout both series, but the storytelling themes and prose are age appropriate. So you know, I really enjoy writing them both and having them both connect to each other.
It's kind of nice. I mean, I'm a book kind of person. I've never quite been able to make the adaptation, being in front of a screen or having the book. I'll take the book every time. You kind of touched on this a little bit, and I've been increasingly concerned about how much screen time our kids are connecting with. I mean, wow, and 7-8 hours a day in front of a screen, I think that portends some issues down the road that we need to be aware of.
I think everyone's really aware of that now, and definitely for children, but I think for adults too, that the amount of time people are on phones and tablets and computers is getting, to be enough that people are concerned about it. And I think when it comes to kids, what you really want to do is offer them, compelling content off the screen. And that's really the hope of this book series, The Nocturnals. With summer coming, we have a lot of activities and an additional supplemental material on the website, Nocturnals World, to go with it so that you can read it. But then you can also do, projects associated with the Nocturnals and the Nocturnal story, which I think is important because, offering something other than just don't watch the screen is an important thing to do also.
Right, exactly. No, I think it's very cool, and what it is, you've put a lot of thought into this, Tracy. I mean, this is pretty comprehensive. I mean, this is so cool. Like you say, it's more than just the book. You've got the additional activities associated with it. I mean, this is awesome.
The team associated with these books is really fantastic, and the publisher that we work with, they do a lot with libraries, schools, and families, and bookstores too, so that, when I write these books, I get great input and feedback, and then the whole world is created around them. Because, as you said, it's really hard to get kids to read today. And so giving them storytelling that's playful and fun, and then activities to do along with it, is something that is it helps you engage them off the screen. So that's really the goal of the Nocturnals, in addition to being, books that kids really can have fun reading.
And in a practical sense, what psychologists and other experts are telling us is that kids that are, involved with screen time up to the time, up to bedtime, that it's counterproductive because they haven't really had a chance to, kind of land there and decompress. The stimulation of the screen, continues. And as adults, we're experiencing that. I've had to, turn away from the screen, at least an hour before I go to bed, just by experience. It's like my 93-year-old mother, before she passed, would say, look, you just get to that point in life where you do those things that your body likes to, enjoys and that it responds to, whether it's, the food that we eat or anything else, exercise and that sort of deal. And so I really, I saw her doing that, and I this really makes a lot of sense. And so I've been embracing that myself, including, a bedtime routine. And you figure, gosh, as an adult, if this is having, this kind of effect on me, what is it doing to the kids and the grandkids,
Yeah, the other thing that's really amazing is, we do a lot of programming around Read Aloud because I think it's really a valuable thing, both in terms of getting kids engaged in reading as well as, building self-confidence, cognitive development overall. And Read Aloud is one of those ways that whether you're a grandparent or a parent or a caregiver or even an older sibling, like reading aloud with a kid is a really wonderful way to share time together. And, the books that, the Nocturnals in particular, I think because they're so dialogue based and they have a big cast of colorful characters, they do work really nicely for read aloud. We've had a lot of people tell us that they do, the grandparents read aloud on screens to their grandkids when they're going to bed at night. So they do story time, through a screen, which, again, like I don't think that screens should go away, but I do think that integrating books and reading and read aloud is a really valuable thing to, have as a goal.
Well, in the topics that you're dealing with, as you said, some difficult emotions relating to bullying, confidence, honesty, friendship, and self-acceptance. Sometimes it's hard to address those head on, but with a story and being able to, the way you've incorporated in the story, like in the Chestnut Challenge, it really opens up the conversation, doesn't it?
It's a really good point, Bill, which is that when you see someone behave badly in the world, it becomes, you can be critical, but when you talk about it as a fictitious character of someone who's cheating.
Well, we got to wrap it right there. We're out of time. Tracy Hecht has been our guest. The series and the book, The Chestnut Challenge, it'll be linked on our website.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV.
Plus,
you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so.
Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV.
So say adios,
arrivederci,
goodbye to the high cable bill,
and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's a negative force, not a positive force. If you look at what he said, he hurts the people of this great country.
President Trump speaking there of London's mayor during a news briefing with the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May. Sadiq Khan has been critical of the nation throwing out the red carpet to President Trump. The president says of Khan,
crime is up, a lot of problems, and I don't think he should be criticizing a representative of the United States that can do so much good for the United Kingdom.
Trump also criticized Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the British Labour Party, who wants to become Prime Minister when May steps down. On the positive side of the ledger, Trump was thanking Britain for assistance in the fight against ISIS and the efforts to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons, and he says he thinks there's a good chance the two nations will put together a great post-Brexit trade deal. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there are currently more than 50.5 million retirees in the United States, and that number will increase to 72 million come 2035. Now, the sad fact is that too many Americans don't save enough for their retirement. Annuities can be critical tools for retirement income, but many people don't understand what they are or how they work, which is why June this month is Annuity Awareness Month, focused on helping people understand more about this important savings plan. And here to help us understand and gain some knowledge on the key information about retirement and annuities is Robert Steen. He's USAA's Director of Retirement and Complex Financial Planning Advice. Robert, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's talk about, you know, are people saving enough and planning for retirement?
Bill, unfortunately, no. You know, recent studies have shown that overall, most folks are really underfunded for retirement. In addition, about two-thirds of current retired households are dependent upon Social Security and pensions for their guaranteed income sources. And unfortunately, you know, access to those pensions continues to decline with each generation. so more and more of the responsibility for saving and planning for income and retirement is shifting to us, the workers.
Mm-hmm. And Robert, of course, we know the reality of the shrinking and the pressure on Social Security. Is it going to be there for us, you know?
And let me pull out my crystal ball and take a look at that, Bill. I think the short answer is, in some form or fashion, we think Social Security will be there. It could be affected in terms of what the amount is, depending on your age. Also, there are a lot of different things that can be done to fix Social Security, and it's been done before, but it just depends on whether we have the intestinal fortitude to make those changes. But some of those might come in forms of increasing the retirement age, increasing the taxation of income, and also increasing taxes on Social Security benefits. All of those are, could be on the table plus more, but I think Social Security will be there.
You know, the idea, though, Robert, is that when there is pressure on it and you're on a fixed income and you're counting on that, you don't mind it going up. It's when it's going down. So all that to say is that we need to have that in our planning to not necessarily count that what it is today will be what it will be tomorrow, so to speak.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Bill, and that's the most important thing is the beauty of planning is to kind of test drive different scenarios. So, what if we hit a rough patch on the road? What would that look like? What is our plan for that? And that's really where immediate income annuities come into place for a lot of folks that are going to have a gap between perhaps Social Security, pensions, their guaranteed income, and their essential expenses. So, just to keep a roof over your head and have food on the table, those are the things that shouldn't be left up to, the whims and things like that. So we really want to make sure that we have those guaranteed. And so a lot of folks will use an immediate income annuity to fill that gap to make sure that they have those essential expenses. Those at least are covered.
Exactly. Robert, speaking of annuity, what exactly is an annuity?
An annuity is, in its basic form, is an insurance contract that's designed to provide some type of income for either a defined period of time or for lifetime. And there are a lot of different types of annuities that are out there, but we break them down into really two general categories, immediate or deferred. And so an immediate is usually the income variety that's going to be providing that guaranteed income now. A deferred annuity is to pay out later that may be converted to income later. And then the important thing is that with an immediate annuity is you're doing something that is really unique in the kind of the finance world, is that you're able to pool some of the risk of living too long with other retirees. And so it's a concept that's been around for ages, but a lot of people really don't understand the power of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does it fit into a retirement plan?
Well, the within a retirement plan, as I mentioned, the key thing is to have your essential expenses covered by guaranteed income. And so for those folks that have plenty of guaranteed income and in the form of pension or Social Security benefits, then they're in great shape. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that is not what we see happening to a lot of folks now and going forward. So as we talked about, those guarantees are starting to decline. And so it's up to the individual to develop their own plan. So an annuity can serve as kind of a private pension, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we see that fitting in to at least guarantee that or at least have that guarantee for to cover your essential expenses, or also to have that satisfaction that you're not going to outlive part of your retirement money.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Robert Steen, USAA's Director of Retirement and Complex Financial Planning Advice. He's a certified financial planner practitioner. In addition, he holds all required federal and state licenses, as well as the Retirement Income Certified Professional and Charter Advisor for senior living designations. Robert, what can we do, for those of us who find ourselves in the 50s? Is there something that we can do to prepare for retirement?
great question, and there's actually a lot you can do. You know, the 50s is a great time to kind of pause and take a look at where you've been and where you're going. And so, fortunately, we have a better idea of what our expenses are going to be going forward now that we're in our 50s. Also, we'll have maybe we're in our peak earning years, so we can save a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we might have a better idea of what that retirement lifestyle is going to look like. So I think, you know, the old saying, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So I think in terms of being in your 50s, at least you have a better idea of where you want to go.
Right.
And that's huge. Right. Then we can plan around that. And so we can test drive different scenarios to see what happens, as we talked about, if Social Security were not to be there in its fullest form, or what if we move to a different state, things like that. And the other thing that you can do is really think in terms of delaying retirement if possible. That's a huge lever that can affect the outcomes. A lot of people can't do it, but if they can delay retirement or work in retirement part-time, that can be a big factor. And then also, just the claiming Social Security strategy is a huge impact, and a lot of people want to take Social Security early. But if they can delay Social Security benefits, that can be a huge impact on not running out of money in retirement.
Well, Robert, we got to wrap things up. You've been very helpful. Thank you so much for all the information. Where can people go and get more details?
For some great resources, they can go to usaa.com/myretirement, and they can always call in for a retirement review at 1-800-531-3392.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the time. You take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Robert Steen, USAA's Director of Retirement and Complex Financial Planning Advice on Bill Martinez Live.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're going to be talking about Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which comes to your home this May, and we're excited to be talking about it once again. As you'll recall, back in February, we discussed at length the movie brought to you by Tim Tebow, Run the Race, with Chris Dowling, the director and co-writer, and this time around, we've got Jake McIntyre with us, producer and the co-writer of the movie. So, Jake, what happened first? Was it the Tebow brothers or the concept of the story? Because it seems like it was so ready-made for the Tebow brothers to be involved.
Oh, my goodness, Bill. It truly was a godsend. So I started writing this and created it back in 2004 at Dallas Baptist University and, mm-hmm. you know, tried to get it off the ground for years. And finally in 2013, it got in the hands of Robbie Tebow, who showed it to his brother Tim. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting at a table with them, and they're like, hey, there's something behind this. God's doing something behind this movie. Mm-hmm. Then we got funded in 2016. Chris Dowling came on to direct and kind of
polished up, tweaked, and condensed the script, and we were off and running. But, you know, Tim and Robbie Tebow told me, they said, hey, we've seen close to, you know, 50 scripts, Jake. And this story about two brothers encouraging one another to go for their dreams, they said it just resonated so much with them that Robbie truly felt called to the movie, and then Tim came on board right after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that Robbie was in many ways the front man in this and bringing his brother to the front of this. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, for them to say that they get scripts all the time, and, you know, I think very few people understood that, you know, Tim and Robbie were even interested in the movie business.
Well, that's what's interesting is I don't think Tim really was. You know, mm-hmm. Robbie always kind of had this passion for making movies, didn't really know how to jump into the business, you know, but their biggest mindset, their biggest goal is just to impact people's lives. You know, Robbie told me the very first time I ever spoke to him on the phone, it was like a 2-hour conversation.
Wow.
He said, Jake, Timmy and I look for vehicles that can make an impact around the world to encourage people, and we think Run the Race is one of those vehicles. And he said, man, you need to come out to L.A. and meet Timmy.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the plane. Let's go. Let's make this happen.
Sign me up.
So this is you see, this is the first of many enterprises. You know, as they continue their interest, particularly Robbie, in the movie business. Then
100%. I actually talked to Robbie last night for close to 3 hours. We were just talking about new movie ideas, scripts that we have that are ready to go, and just kind of where we feel God leading us to try to pursue the next one and to tell a good story that, you know, moves people.
Right. Well, you enjoyed some great success with this movie, Run the Race. You know, update our audience, you know, because for some, this may be the first time they see the movie, and that's great when they see it at home. And so give them a quick synopsis of Run the Race.
Right. So Run the Race is about two brothers growing up in a little small town. They're kind of growing up on their own. Their mom has passed away from cancer when they were little. Their dad's kind of a runaway drunk because of that. And you have these two high schoolers that are about to graduate high school, trying to get out of this small town and trying to go for their dreams, and they're up against the world. So they're looking at, like, football scholarships, track scholarships, and they're just, you know, up against it. But the really cool aspect of the movie is that one brother believes in God and one doesn't. And so you see these two brothers love each other, support each other no matter what, but they have two completely different worldviews, and that makes for a very, very interesting finale. So.
And Jake, I like how you treated this theme of Run the Race in showing what's possible when you run to instead of from the love of God in this case.
100%, and that's the kind of the mantra that is kind of buried in this film. It's not preachy, it's not on the nose, it's not corny. It's just real authentic kids going for their dreams, and they're figuring out if they run after God and they get Him, and they have everything they need no matter what happens to them. And that's the cool point of this movie. So we're super excited to have it come out on Blu-ray and DVD May 21st.
Right, and you got an all-star cast. I mean, the cast that you were able to assemble here is quite stellar. I mean, let's talk about two Heisman Trophy winners, right?
Right, yeah. So it was super cool. So Penn's in it. Does a cameo. You know, we needed a scout for the movie, mm-hmm. and we were shooting in Birmingham, Alabama, and Robbie said, hey, why don't we call Eddie George? He lives up the road in Nashville.
Right.
They gave him a call, and he said, I'll do it. So he drove down, and he was the scout. Now, we didn't tell him he was going to be in Florida Gator gear until he got there, so we kind of slow-played that one.
Right.
But he was marvelous. He was great. And then other, you know, household names like Michael T. Williams, who was Bubba and Forrest Gump, who, mm-hmm. You know, who was played in Fences and was Denzel Washington's brother a year or so back. And then Francis Fisher, so Michael T. plays the coach, and then Francis Fisher plays kind of their godmother, and, you know, of course, she was an Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. She was Kate Winslet's mom in Titanic. So we've got some heavyweights that really carried us. And then we have Mario Van Peebles as the pastor.
Right, exactly. Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, good fun to have, you know, and, you know, this kind of talent. And, of course, you know, here's Tim. He's got, oh, we need an actor. Well, yeah, Eddie George, I'm here. He's on my speed dial. We just call him.
Exactly right. He's like, yeah, we just did a Heisman Nissan commercial last week. Let me see if he's available this week.
That's hysterical. Well, Jake, you know, for you as a co-writer, and as you mentioned early on, you know, this was, you know, quite a project. I mean, you know, this wasn't something you just took on and in a couple of months, you know, Shazam, here it is. I mean, this was a 12-year journey for you. So the culmination of this 12-year journey and, you know, to run the race and now going to home entertainment, I mean, do you like pinch yourself and say, thank you, God?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was super cool to hear that once Walmart saw the film, they loved it so much, and they thought it was perfect for just an awesome family audience that they got the rights to have an exclusive release for the very first month. And so we were just blown away by this. So on May 21st, when our DVD and Blu-ray come out, it's really only going to be in Walmart stores for the very first month, and that's it.
Wow.
But then after that, you know, in June 18, we'll be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we're super excited to have them as a partner, May 21st in Walmart.
Well, that's awesome. Jake, what is it about this story, about the two brothers, that connects with so many people?
Well, I think, honestly, there's just not a whole lot of movies out there just about brothers. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, some of the good ones over time are like Stand By Me and A River Runs Through It, you know, you kind of have a brother right. aspect in Shawshank Redemption. There's just not a whole lot of movies that just focus on brothers growing up and being there for one another. And then so whether you relate to the brother a role you know, maybe you're a godmother that takes care of kids, maybe you've had a football coach that was kind of like a surrogate dad, I think everybody can relate to some character in this movie. And it just encourages them and inspires them to encourage and inspire somebody else.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope people take away from this movie?
I want them to walk away, and like you said a second ago, I want them to run after God a little bit more right after they watch this film than they did the day before. And I want them to investigate Jesus. I want them to investigate their life. I want them to kind of say, okay, what character relates to me and how would I handle that situation if I was that character? I just want them to a reset button on their life and just ask themselves what's really important and what should I run after?
Right. Jake, I got to imagine for you with the relationship that you continue to develop with the Tebows that, you know, I sense this chemistry and synergy of mission that has come together between the three and also, you know, with Chris and others on the team here that I see you guys working together for a long time down the road. What do you think?
100%. Chris Dowling is amazing. He's an awesome, great guy. And when we're all together, like with Robbie, it feels like a bunch of brothers in one room. I have five brothers here in Texas. So Timmy and Robbie. Yeah, so with Tim and Robbie, I just feel like I got two more. And Chris Dowling is the same way. Just great guys who really are mission-minded and really want to help people and encourage people. And so it's a lot of fun when we get together. And I just hope and pray that the Lord gives us more time and more stories to tell.
Amen. Well, May 21st, that's the big date. Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which had a stellar run at the box office, is now coming to home entertainment and available May 21st at a Walmart near you, right?
Absolutely, brother.
Jay McIntyre, producer and co-writer of the movie. Jake, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Bill, always a pleasure. Enjoyed it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.